Thank you for downloading this episode of A History of the World in 100 Objects from BBC Radio 4. If you asked anyone which 20th century invention had most impact on our daily lives today, instant answers might include the mobile phone or the personal computer. I suspect not many people would think first of the little plastic rectangles that fill our wallets and purses. Yet since they emerged in the late 1950s, credit cards have become, in every sense, part of the currency of life. Of course, a credit card as such isn't itself money. It's merely a physical object that provides a way of promising money, moving it and spending it. None of us is now ever likely to see the money we've saved. It appears simply as long strings of numbers on statements and receipts. Money has lost its essential materiality, and with the flick of a few fingers, it can be conjured up virtually anywhere in the world, instantly. All the coins or the banknotes we've looked at so far in this series have a king or country stamped on them, but our card acknowledges no ruler or nation, and no limit to its reach, other than its own plastic mortality, its expiry date. This new way of handling money gives us cash without frontiers, and it has conquered the world.